Manila, o Haleakala. Kila kila o Mauila, leika roselani, kua hivi nanila, o Haleakala.
Aloha kakou. All right, if it's Saturday morning, it must be Nakai Evalu, the eight seas, count them, connecting all the Hawaiian islands on the Visionary Radio Network. Vicky Holt Takamine here around the kitchen table. Kaho'one panoke. How you doing, kaho'one?
Aloha kakahiaka kakou to our ohana on the islands of Oahu, Kauai, Maui, Molokai, Lanai. Welcome to Nakai Evalu. Hope you have your coffee.
Got your tea, Vicky?
I got my mamaki tea today with honey from Waiahole.
Always.
Yes.
Always. And how was your week?
Oh, the week was very, very busy, exciting. We had the hearing for the moratorium on ceded lands, which attracted a number of people who came out for testimonies. Most of them was for the moratorium. So, you know, there's two issues going with the moratorium legislation. One is for a two-thirds vote from both the House and the Senate before any kind of transfer or any alienation of lands can be conducted. Or the other side is wanting, on the House side, they're wanting full moratorium. So we don't know what the decision is yet, but we had a great hearing. And the turnout was fabulous by our people.
Which of those options do you favor, Vicky?
What I would prefer is full moratorium.
Mm-hmm. You also call
I don't think we're going to get it, though. I think we're going to have to compromise for a two-thirds majority.
And that works for you?
It's going to have to. And we all have to compromise in some ways. But I would prefer a full moratorium. But it's been windy and chilly the whole week.
I know. I've actually had to wear a sweater and three blankets at home. My gosh.
Yeah, I'm dressed like I'm going to New York.
I know.
It's cold.
You look
I have
so styling, girl.
Yes.
And tomorrow's another big day, huh? On Sunday, you've got another event coming
Yes,
up.
Sunday. Tomorrow morning, everybody get up and come to the Bishop Museum. It's the Native Hawaiian Health Festival.
A Health and Ho'ikeiki Festival. It's that second time that we're having this great event. And we have a lot of insurance providers, medical providers that will be there. And we're conducting health screening for not only dental, but also this year we're introducing vision screening.
Is that
it's
free?
Amazing. Yeah, they come in this all this kind of equipment, and they test your eyes for glaucoma and, you know, different problems, especially if you're diabetic.
You've got to put the little puff in your eye.
Yeah, and then we're also going to have members of the Ahahui Kauka there that will also take the results of the screening and then sit down and talk with
and
you.
And a lot of Native Hawaiian health organizations.
Health organizations, crafters, health foods, and regular foods. And a lot of entertainment.
It sounds like fun. You two put it all together. Okay, and we've got a terrific program for you. A lot of music and our very special musical guests. So thanks for spending your Saturday morning with us here in Nakai Evalu, brought to you by Kamehameha Schools, the Office of Hawaiian Affairs, and Mobi PCS on the Visionary Radio Network. Ooh.
Wake up every Saturday morning to Nakai Evalu on the Visionary Radio Network.
much better with two. Well, now I'm out in the cold and I'm growing old, standing here waiting on you. It'll be all right when the morning comes.
Vicky Holtakamine here, Noe Tanigawa, Kahoone Panoke. It is Nakai Evalu for your Saturday morning, and we have a very special guest today.
Yes, we do. We're honored to have this morning as our guest recording artist, Nahoku Hanohano winner, social worker, you name it, she does it. It's Ipoku Mukahi, a great recording artist.
Ui, aloha mai kakou. It's too early.
So glad to have you.
So are you a coffee drinker or a tea drinker?
This coffee is very ono.
Very good.
You know, this Americano extra shot, room for cream, room
for milk. She knows how to do it.
The only thing missing is the Portuguese sausage and eggs.
Oh, no, I have that right here. You want some?
Oh, yeah, really?
Oh, look at this.
Oh, and you
have a smell of vision. We have smell of radio. How's that?
Yes.
Going away to his heart.
Oh, thank you for having me on Nakai Evalu. I really appreciate this opportunity.
It's you come from a very colorful life, Ipo, from since I've known you. And I first met Ipo when she was at community college, I think it was. Mm-hmm. Yes, and we kind of met each other in Kabakahiko. But we made it through. Yes. But tell us about your growing up. Where did you grow up? And
born in Honolulu, grew up in Hilo. Actually, about 7 miles north of Hilo, in a small little area called Papaiko. It was an old plantation area. But even smaller than that, our family home name is Ale'amai. And if you take the old Onomea Road, we're just down there, and our family still remains there. And I'm very proud to say I'm the fifth generation to that property, so it's exciting. And
Wow. And
now we have six, and our seventh generation are coming through. So, you know, it's kind of unheard of for a Hawaiian family to still have land intact, and we're very happy about that. So that's where I raised there. Went to school in Hilo, St. Joseph's High School. You know, it's kind of like the. For all the Hilo people, you know, it's the number one Paragi school in Hilo.
Love it.
All of Malasadas. By the way, how's this Malasada? I brought this for everybody.
Thank
you. But they got the good basketball team. That's St. Joseph's.
Yeah, St. Joseph's was top basketball team against Hilo High School.
Absolutely.
And yeah, we always won. So all the Hilo High School people listening, you know, you can call me later on this one.
Yeah. I remember those days.
That was only until Waiakea High School opened. There was more competition.
Came out.
Yeah.
Oh, we're just getting the great flavor of the early life of Ipo Kumukahi, terrific musician, and she's the president of the Hawaii Academy of Recording Arts. And so we'll be talking music and hearing more music as the morning goes on. You're listening to Nakai Evalu, brought to you by the Office of Hawaiian Affairs, Kamehameha Schools, and Mobi PCS on the Visionary Radio Network. Thank you.
listening to Nakai Evalu on the Visionary Radio Network.
I just saw you then with just one stare, broke my heart in two. Now I'm not the same, I'm a bit insane, call it love for you. But I would be alright every day and night, you could stay with me. Every time you go, gonna let you know, causes me to be just a little bit crazy without you. What am I gonna do? Said I'm crazy without you. Things you put me through. Well, I sit all alone waiting by the phone just to hear a call from you. Though it's not the same just to hear your name, what am I gonna do? But I would be alright every day and night, you could stay with me. Every time you go, gonna let you know, causes me to be just a little bit crazy, 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 crazy.
Sun, wind, we love it all. And it's another great Hawaiian weekend. You're kicking it off with Nakai Evalu, the eight seas connecting all the Hawaiian islands every Saturday morning with Hawaiian music and mana'o, that is thoughts or ideas that help you feel a little more connected to these islands we live in. Today we have 10-time Nahoku Hanohano Award winner, 2-time Female Vocalist of the Year. She's Hawaii Academy of Recording Arts President Ku'ipo Kumukahi. She's our very special guest, and we're finding out about not only the entertainment business, music in the islands, but a great luncheon that's coming up, the 2009 Nahoku Hanohano Lifetime Achievement Awards, Sunday, March 15th at the Sheraton Waikiki. You can find out more from the Hawaii Academy of Recording Arts office, and we'll link you in on that from our website, nakaievaluradio.com. Stay with us. It's all brought to you by Mobi PCS, the Office of Hawaiian Affairs, Kamehameha Schools, on the Visionary Radio Network.
We are in the playground. We are in the classroom. We are with you at work and at play. We are in the neighborhood and the community center. We are OHA. Although you may not see us in your everyday lives, OHA's services, programs, and advocacy impact you and your ohana. We are the Office of Hawaiian Affairs, and we are here to serve you. For information, visit oha.org or call 594-1888.
Are you headed for college this fall? Does the cost of tuition and books keep you up at night? Is the current economy stopping you from attaining your dream of a quality education? Kealii Pauahi Foundation can help. April 1st is a deadline to apply for post-high scholarships through Kealii Pauahi Foundation for the 2009 through 2010 school year. Applicants must be enrolled in a 2 to 4 year post-high degree program and demonstrate satisfactory academic achievement, merit, and financial need. Visit www.pauahi.org to apply online or view a complete listing of scholarships, requirements, and other information. That's www.pauahi.org. Don't forget, apply by April 1st and let Kealii Pauahi Foundation help you as you pursue your dream of a college education. Kealii Pauahi Foundation gives preference to applicants of Hawaiian ancestry to the extent permitted by law.
When food prices are on the rise and gas is guzzling an ever-increasing amount of household budgets, the last thing you want to worry about is paying too much to stay connected to the important people in your life. That's why the Lifeline and Link Up programs are designed to provide federal assistance to qualifying households and individuals who could use a helping hand. Mobi PCS is proud to be Hawaii's local wireless service provider, offering discount plans to customers who qualify for these programs. Featuring unlimited local and long-distance calling for just $32 a month with no credit check and no contracts. With Mobi PCS and the Federal Lifeline and Link Up programs, you can get connected with the lowest price monthly unlimited talk plan in Hawaii and stay in touch with the people who matter most for only $32 a month. Eligibility is based on income and participation in federal assistance programs. For more details, visit MobiPCS.com or call 688-MOBI. That's 688-MOBI or MobiPCS.com. Mobi PCS. Talk on.
Aloha. You're listening to Nakai e Valu on the Visionary Radio Network.
On the lee side, she sits upon a bay. Like the stars and the sun, they shine. The awaiki, she helps me rest my mind. She is alone there, she has no words, just time. Like the sunset frees the mind. The awaiki, you make me feel so fine, so fine. Love the rolling hills behind. Spread your rays of sun that shine. Kiawaiki, she gives me love and peace of mind. All the time. Stars above and the sweetness of your waters filled with love. Kiawaiki, she helps me rest my mind. Kiawaiki, you make me feel so fine. Kiawaiki, she helps me rest my mind.
Aloha. Aloha kako. Aloha to all of us, right? Kako means all of us, Vicky?
Yes, all of us. You, me, kaho'one, and kuipo, and everybody out there. That's all of us.
That's why you hear nowadays the phrase, it's a kako thing. That's all of us together working on it. And it is all of us with our special guest, Ipo Kumukahi, president of the Hawaii Academy of Recording Arts. Oh, I'm still introducing you.
No. Too kind, very kind. It's a great honor and privilege for me to not only be here, but to serve on the board of the Hawaii Academy of Recording Arts. It's great kuleana. I think it's wonderful.
Before we get into that, I want to talk to you about your music because you've got some fabulous music. How many recordings have you done so far?
I don't know. At least five here in Hawaii, and I just released two in Japan, one last year, one this year.
So the ones in Japan, are they in Japanese or
no? Actually, they're going to go international, so those recordings will come back to Hawaii.
Oh, beautiful! But one of the things about the music that you do is you've got some really great traditional music that has come down through your family.
Well, you know, a lot of them have been in all of our repertoires. You know. At one time or another, I find the greatest pleasure in doing them because that is truly the foundation of who we are through our music. I cannot stress that any further to the young artists who are coming up, you know, pick up on one of our kupuna. It was a time when the language was part of, you know, their lifestyle. It wasn't something that they had to learn. It was something they were born with, grew up with, and it tells us a lot of who and what our culture is all about. And if you have to look and let the song speak to you, you have to let the song prescribe every feeling that there is, and you have to open your heart to that. Otherwise, it doesn't. You can't hear it. It won't kani for you. So it goes without saying for me that to pay attention to what has been there, and it's formed me. And I still go back to them, even if they've been recorded 10 times before. It's okay. Let's re-record them because more people, the new generations, need to hear this. And it goes without saying that we have to continue this venture.
But I think you have the benefit of having, you know, been around kupuna who have been singing these songs for a long, long time.
Actually, no.
No.
My family was not musically inclined that way. Of course, church music and some of the party music in the garage. But, you know, it was mostly my mom's side of the family, and my mom is one of 14 children, but, you know, they were not the Hawaiian musician types because they were raised in the church. So it was not supposed to be done like in hula. Nobody was supposed to dance hula. However, I had two aunts that were students of Iolani Luahine. But other than that, we, you know, they did church music. But then it was okay for me to listen to my mom's youngest sister, the number 14, who was the party animal. And she would pick up the ukulele and start singing some of these songs, but not all of them, because not all of those songs were in her repertoire, you know. But in Hilo, we don't have much to, you know, there was not much resource, I felt, because in our house, we didn't have many recordings. There were not many recordings back in the old days. So whatever we had was all I listened to, and that was Auntie Genoa, Haunani Ka'alewai, Marlene Sai, the Halekulani girls, for starts. And that's, you know, my ears were just tuned to those artists. And from there, just picked up more and more. And being in Hilo, again, there was not much to do. I was the only child. I was away from town. We didn't have neighbors because we lived on a family estate. And self-entertaining, so learn how to play the ukulele, learn how to play the guitar.
And we're all the better for it. And, thank you. We're finding out about the early life and the musical inspirations of Ku'u Ipo Kumukahi, our special guest today, Anna Kai Evalu. It's brought to you by Mobi PCS, the Office of Hawaiian Affairs, and Kamehameha Schools, here on the Visionary Radio Network.
We are living in a different time. Try to keep up, yet I'm still behind. But I know it's gonna be okay. I can't
can't afford life's luxuries. I don't get what I want, I just get what I need. But I know it's gonna be okay. Cause time never sticks around, it moves on, it's gotta cover ground. Something you gotta believe in, it'll be a different season. So hold on, hold on. If anything, it brings us closer to the people we love and the people we supposed to. I know, but I know it's gonna be okay. So many times in times of crisis, we trust the people who come back to bite us. I know, but I know it's gonna be okay. Cause time never sticks around, it moves on, it's gotta cover ground. There's something you gotta believe in, it'll be a different season. Sunrise again, feel the moonbeams glowing on our skin. And take it for what you want to, but I know you just got to. Gotta cover ground. Something you gotta believe in, it'll be a different season. The sun will rise again, we'll feel the moonbeams glowing on our skin. Take it for what you want to, but I know you, you just got to listen. Us by, yeah. Oh, hold on. Everybody's gonna make it. Oh, hold on. Don't you worry about a thing. Oh, hold on.
There you go. A special song for our friends in Wailuku. It's a Hawaiian-style Saturday morning with Nakai Evalu, Kaho'one Panoke, Vicky Holt Takamine. I'm Noe Tanigawa. We're just kind of talking story around the kitchen table with musician and Hawaii Academy of Recording Arts President Ku'ipo Kumukahi.
So Ku'ipo, hara plays a really important role in Hawaiian music here in Hawaii. What's the mission of your organization?
The Hawaii Academy of Recording Arts really plays a role in Hawaii's recording industry, which encompasses a variety of genres, from Hawaiian music to jazz to rock and roll. And these genres have all been added recently. I mean, because there was one time, you know, the recording industry was just basically Hawaiian or music of Hawaii, with the Hawaii Calls recordings and what have you. But the mission statement says it's the purpose of the Academy that to preserve and protect and promote Hawaii's music. And with that, we have things like we recognize outstanding creative achievements in the recording arts by annual awards such as the Nahu Kuhanohana Awards and our Lifetime Achievement Awards, which honors, you know, some of our kupuna, or those who really have built a great foundation in the recording industry. And for example, like the five that we're going to honor this year. And
the Hoku Hanohano Awards is chosen every single year for recordings that have come out in the past year.
Yes. So those who came out recordings, we have a deadline of December 31st of the previous year. So all the recordings from 2008 will now be in the 2009 awards ceremony. And of course, they have to, you know, they have to submit their entries and, you know, fill out their applications. And then it goes to a selection committee that gets, that divides it all up into its particular genres and categories.
And these are voted on by members.
By members.
Of HARA.
Yes.
So I have a real big problem because I noticed that none of the Grammy Award winners have ever, 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 never received the Hoku Hano Hano Award.
Is that, well, yeah, probably so. I'm so lost in the Grammys, but all the slacky artists. Daniel Ho has won.
Well, I guess I'm looking at their recording that they won for. The Grammy Award that they received was for a recording that they never received the Hoku Hano Hano Award for.
Probably they
individually.
They could submit it to us. I mean, but if you don't submit your recordings in to the Academy, then you're not going to be in any category. You're just not submitting. It's a contest almost. Yeah. You have to. There is a process that you have to go through. You know, you've got to submit and you've got to follow the criteria.
But then,
if they didn't win anything, that's probably because either they weren't voted or if they never submitted their product, and that's how they never got selected.
Ipo Kumukahi. Mm-hmm. We're talking with her about the Hawaiian music industry, about Hawaiian music recordings. We're finding out some behind-the-scenes information, and we're so glad you're here with us on Nakai Evalu. It's brought to you every Saturday morning by the Office of Hawaiian Affairs, Mobi PCS, Kamehameha Schools, on the Visionary Radio Network.
Aloha. You're listening to Nakai Evalu on the Visionary Radio Network.
Kahalia. fea. Oko.
Nakai Evalu, Hawaii's only statewide FM radio magazine, coming at you every Saturday morning with the best in classic and contemporary Hawaiian music and manao, that is, thoughts or ideas, all for your enjoyment. And today we're learning about the Hawaii Academy of Recording Arts, and it just so happens the 2009 Nahoku Hanohano Lifetime Achievement Awards Partay Luncheon is coming up March 15th, that's Sunday, at the Sheraton Waikiki. You can call the Hawaii Academy of Recording Arts office and find out more about it, or check our website and we'll hook you up there. They'll be honoring Eddie Kamai and the Sons of Hawaii, Keola and Kapono Beamer, Cecilio and Kapono, John P. Ilani Watkins, and George Helm. It's going to be a terrific time. Hawaiian music, the Grammys, the Hokus, and where is Hawaiian music in all of that? Could be a controversy coming up here on Nakai Evalu. It's brought to you by Mobi PCS, Kamehameha Schools, and the Office of Hawaiian Affairs on the Visionary Radio Network.
We are in the playground. We are in the classroom. We are with you at work and at play. We are in the neighborhood and the community center. We are OHA. Although you may not see us in your everyday lives, OHA's services, programs, and advocacy impact you and your ohana. We are the Office of Hawaiian Affairs, and we are here to serve you. For information, visit oha.org or call 594-1888.
Are you headed for college this fall? Does the cost of tuition and books keep you up at night? Is the current economy stopping you from attaining your dream of a quality education? Kealii Pauahi Foundation can help. April 1st is a deadline to apply for post-high scholarships through Kealii Pauahi Foundation for the 2009 through 2010 school year. Applicants must be enrolled in a 2 to 4 year post-high degree program and demonstrate satisfactory academic achievement, merit, and financial need. Visit www.pauahi.org to apply online or view a complete listing of scholarships, requirements, and other information. That's www.pauahi.org. Don't forget, apply by April 1st and let Kealii Pauahi Foundation help you as you pursue your dream of a college education. Kealii Pauahi Foundation gives preference to applicants of Hawaiian ancestry to the extent permitted by law.
When food prices are on the rise and gas is guzzling an ever-increasing amount of household budgets, the last thing you want to worry about is paying too much to stay connected to the important people in your life. That's why the Lifeline and LinkUp programs are designed to provide federal assistance to qualifying households and individuals who could use a helping hand. Mobi PCS is proud to be Hawaii's local wireless service provider, offering discount plans to customers who qualify for these programs. Featuring unlimited local and long-distance calling for just $32 a month with no credit check and no contracts. With Mobi PCS and the Federal Lifeline and Link Up programs, you can get connected with the lowest price monthly unlimited talk plan in Hawaii and stay in touch with the people who matter most for only $32 a month. Eligibility is based on income and participation in federal assistant programs. For more details, visit MobiPCS.com or call 688-MOBI. That's 688-MOBI or MobiPCS.com. Mobi PCS. Talk on.
Bank of Hawaii presents the Smart Money Minute, helpful tips about managing your personal finances.
Hi, this is Catherine Sato, the Kailua branch manager of Bank of Hawaii. One of the most important things people can do to make sure they stay on track to reach their financial goals is to involve someone else in the process. Find someone, like a family member or a good friend, to encourage you to be accountable for your goals. Share your goals and talk about your plan. Remember, a plan isn't meant to be written in stone. It's a living document that should change as things in your life change. Review your plan when you have significant life changes, anticipate any roadblocks, and make sure to leave room for flexibility in your financial plan.
This has been a Bank of Hawaii Smart Money Minute. To attend a free Bank of Hawaii Smart Money seminar near you, visit boh.com/seminars. Bank of Hawaii, member FDIC.
The common bullfrog was introduced in Hawaii in the mid-19th century to control insect populations. In 2006, Hennick introduced that same bullfrog, which turns out to be a variety of toad, as a way to remind Hawaii's employers how to control the cost of employee injuries and claims. We felt that the frog... Toad, whatever, could help us communicate the value that Hemic provides. Superior claims service, loss prevention services, and competitive rates. Sadly, while in the wild the toad has done quite well for itself, it has proved less suited to the rarefied environment of broadcast advertising. So, after open toad auditions, croaking vocal coaches, even froggy boot camp, we've decided no matter how you hear about us, Hemic offers the best workers' compensation insurance coverage to Hawaii's businesses, bar none.
Hemic, Hawaii's workers' comp specialist.
Reaching across the channels, you're listening to Nā Kai e Walu on the Visionary Radio Network.
Make kai, make kai,
oh no, leave us.
That's nice. We're just past 9 o'clock. Fine Saturday. Even in a pouring rain, you're starting your week in the Hawaiian way with Nakai Evalu. Kaho'one panoke, Vicky Holtakamine, Noe Tanigawa here with our very special guest, the president of the Hawaii Academy of Recording Arts, Ku'u'ipo Kumukahi.
Great
to have you here, Ipo.
So great to have you. I guess, you know, for me, the Hoku Hanohano Awards is such a wonderful celebration of all of Hawaii's music.
Mm-hmm.
Everything that's recorded here.
Yes, Hawaii's recording industry.
Yeah, it was beautiful. And then I was really, really disappointed in the Grammy Awards. And I have been disappointed in the Grammy Awards every single year.
Yeah, and, you know, I don't want people to misunderstand the fact that, you know, the Grammys is the Grammys. They come under NARIS, or the National Academy of Recording Arts and Sciences. And then HARA is completely separate, the Hawaii Academy of Recording Arts. We're not affiliated. I mean, it's not because if anybody wins at our in our organization, that means they qualify up there. No. We both are separate entities. So, I think, you know, it gives us, though many people might be upset with the Grammys, it gives us a stage, at least, on a national front for Hawaiian music. Some form of it. Otherwise, there would be none other than, you know, what we just do here, which is not a bad thing, because what we do here is fabulous. And I think we need to really focus on our Hawaii's talent. And within that is our Hawaiian music. And I think that's where we really should focus and really do things for our performing artists in music here in Hawaii. Because we are unique to the world. People look at us for the hula. They look at us for Hawaiian music. And hula and Hawaiian music go hand in hand. So I think we need to put better focus in Hawaii.
Yeah, and I think that's the point, too, that I was trying to make, is that your membership, you know, number one, requires, you know, that you've done a recording, is one level of regular membership, or there's have been involved with the recording industry credit somehow in Hawaii.
Sure.
And then you've got associate members. And then the Grammys, you just got to pay $100 to be a member.
Well, it's like, you know, they got
and
their
you can
own
vote.
Rules, and then
you know,
we got
you can
our
vote.
Rules.
So the only thing that's going to win is like Slacky, because that's where all the guitar players are up there.
And I'm not sure if, you know, what the whole mystery of that is.
Slacky didn't win this past year.
Yeah, but it's only name recognition that won this year. It's really name recognition. It's not the quality of their music.
That's why, you know, I think
that's
we should
the part
really focus
that,
on
that,
what's
that's
home
the
here.
Part that bugs me, is because these people have never contributed to the Hawaiian music scene in a real, you know, for a long period of time. They're up against people that have recorded for years and produced concerts. They have never done a successful concert before they won a Grammy. Never. Never even done one.
I think, you know, Vicky, I think that's why it's really important for us who are becoming the kupuna to really bring it home and just focus on our great talent, because our opio, our kamali'i, they're very good at what they do, and we have it in our hands now to direct them and give them that guidance and produce those shows here and do those things back home here.
And along those same lines, what has to happen is that the radio stations also have to buy into that.
Sure.
They have to realize that Hawaiian music needs to be a cornerstone of the recordings that they put on radio, like it used to be. We don't have that today.
Sure, and that's a whole nother radio show.
Well, we got Hawaiian music every Saturday morning here on Nakai Evalu.
Ooh, the malasada tastes good.
And it's great to have you with us. Nakai Evalu is brought to you by Kamehameha Schools, Mobi PCS, the Office of Hawaiian Affairs, here on the Visionary Radio Network.
Listen to the rhythm of the falling rain, telling me just what a fool I've been. I wish that it would go and let me cry in vain, and let me be alone again. The only girl I've ever loved has gone away, looking for a brand new start. Little did she know that when she left that day, along with her she took my heart. Rain, please tell me that it's just not fair for her to steal my heart away when she don't care. I can't love another when my heart's somewhere far away. Listen to the rhythm of the falling rain, telling me just what a fool I've been. I wish that it would go and let me cry in vain, and let me be alone again.
Mahalo for your company around the kitchen table today. Vicky Holtakamine, Kaho'one Panoke. I'm Noe Tanigawa, and our guest is musician, wonderful musician, Hawaii Academy of Recording Arts President Ku'ipo Kumukahi.
Yeah, hello.
Hey, Ipo. So let's talk about the recording industry, Hawaiian music in general. In Waikiki, let's just talk about Waikiki. You know, every time you talk to visitors and you look at the various surveys, they're looking for more things that are of Hawaiian culture, and they keep asking, where is all the Hawaiian music? As a musician yourself, I mean, how often do you play in Waikiki?
Well, I am very thankful to the Royal Hawaiian Center. You know, I've been there for over 5 years and have been performing Hawaiian music once a week.
And what night?
Fridays.
Right on.
Fridays from 6 to 7:30. And, you know, the Royal Hawaiian Center brings Hawaiian music to the visitor, and that's how it should be. We got loads of people that stop by. And, you know, I performed in Waikiki, Chi. Now, just linking from one venue to the other for maybe the past 20 years, you know, almost. I started with Karen Kiabe Hawaii over at the Pacific Beach Hotel.
Sheraton Waikiki.
And then I moved to, actually, then our group, Ke Alohi, at the time, was playing downstairs at the Pacific Beach Hotel. Then we moved over to the Moana. And we were there for a while. And then the general manager became the general manager of the Sheraton Waikiki. And then he took all of us down there. And the only guy that went somewhere else was Jerry Santos and Olomana. They went to the Hilton, but the rest of us all followed Mr. Hurley down to the Sheraton Waikiki. And I stayed there for a while. And then...
Is the Royal Hawaiian Shopping Center then the best place to hear music these days? Hawaiian music?
And it's not every night? They took out the shopping.
Oh, Royal Hawaiian Center. Oh, okay. Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah, that's the best place you can go right now.
Right about evening time?
Right about evening time.
And every night, there's a different
From Tuesday, Hawaiian... Tuesday through Saturday. Tuesday through Friday. There's something going on. And, you know, Manu Boyd is the cultural director down there, and he's doing a fabulous job with bringing Hawaiian. The real deal,
right,
to the people.
And Kamehameha has done a great job.
Has done a fabulous job
in redoing the whole center.
Oh, it's beautiful. It feels good. It feels good to perform there.
As a Hawaiian, you feel very proud to be there.
I think the Waikiki Beach Marriott for the longest time too, by poolside, has Hawaiian music entertainment. Yes. That's where Auntie Janoa played for every Thursday.
Right, exactly.
And her family's still there.
And not to forget what was at the Hula Mau. Further down the road.
Yes.
And now they got their little budget cuts, so, you know.
But
I'm
they're
just
back
hoping,
on now. Yeah. They're back on, thank
We're
goodness.
We're just hoping that can stay. I mean, it takes all of us to be down there and doing Hawaiian music. Yes.
Hawaiian music is our theme, and we're playing more of it for you here on Nakaievalu. Thanks for spending your Saturday morning with us. Nakaievalu is brought to you by Mobi PCS, the Office of Hawaiian Affairs, and Kamehameha Schools on the Visionary Radio Network.
No hanu ka lady ka ke ke ho la le mane hei ni nui ko una ue ho ko mai I laila ko umana o e pili aku me o e I ka poli pu me hanga Hano hano ka lady Kake ke ho la le mai nei e ini nui ko una ue ho ko mai I laila ko umana o e pili aku me o e I ka poli ku me hana moani mai ko
Nakai Evalu, Hawaii's first statewide radio news magazine on the Visionary Radio Network.
Hardships and pain that true lovers must endure. That's for sure. I have my regrets, but much more than that, this special love we must secure. More and more. There's no better feeling than I rise up to see the morning sun and watch the sun rise in your eyes. You're like the summer breeze when I'm going through my winter times. So baby, take this love of mine. 'Cause anything you want, girl, I will give it to you.
Anything
Nakai Evalu, the Hawaiian way to start your weekend with music and thoughts in the Hawaiian community. Hanging with us around the kitchen table today, musician and Hawaii Academy of Recording Arts President Ku'uipo Kumukahi. The Hawaii Academy of Recording Arts presents the yearly Nahoku Hanohano Awards, honoring the best in music that's recorded in Hawaii, everything from rap to Hawaiian. On Sunday, March 15th, the 2009 Nahoku Hanohano Lifetime Achievement Awards are going to be presented. And we're going to find out more about those great stars who'll be honored coming up here on Nakai Evalu.
We are in the playground. We are in the classroom. We are with you at work and at play. We are in the neighborhood and the community center. We are OHA. Although you may not see us in your everyday lives, OHA's services, programs, and advocacy impact you and your ohana. We are the Office of Hawaiian Affairs, and we are here to serve you. For information, visit oha.org or call 594-1888.
Are you headed for college this fall? Does the cost of tuition and books keep you up at night? Is the current economy stopping you from attaining your dream of a quality education? Kealii Pauahi Foundation can help. April 1st is a deadline to apply for post-high scholarships through Kealii Pauahi Foundation for the 2009 through 2010 school year. Applicants must be enrolled in a 2 to 4 year post-high degree program and demonstrate satisfactory academic achievement, merit, and financial need. Visit www.pauahi.org to apply online or view a complete listing of scholarships, requirements, and other information. That's www.pauahi.org. Don't forget, apply by April 1st and let Kealii Pauahi Foundation help you as you pursue your dream of a college education. Kealii Pauahi Foundation gives preference to applicants of Hawaiian ancestry to the extent permitted by law.
When food prices are on the rise and gas is guzzling an ever-increasing amount of household budgets, the last thing you want to worry about is paying too much to stay connected to the important people in your life. That's why the Lifeline and LinkUp programs are designed to provide federal assistance to qualifying households and individuals who could use a helping hand. Mobi PCS is proud to be Hawaii's local wireless service provider, offering discount plans to customers who qualify for these programs, featuring unlimited local and long-distance calling for just $32 a month with no credit check and no contracts. With Mobi PCS and the Federal Lifeline and LinkUp programs, you can get connected with the lowest price monthly unlimited talk plan in Hawaii and stay in touch with the people who matter most for only $32 a month. Eligibility is based on income and participation in federal assistance programs. For more details, visit MobiPCS.com or call 688-MOBI. That's 688-MOBI or MobiPCS.com. Mobi PCS. Talk on.
Attention procrastinators. GEICO, the number one auto insurer in Hawaii, has just lowered rates again. Admit it, maybe you thought about calling GEICO or going online for a free rate quote the last time GEICO lowered rates. But no, you had more important things to do, like replace all of your shoelaces, wax your surfboard, or polish your collection of mismatched screwdrivers. Or perhaps you felt it imperative that you go online to watch a funny video of a cat driving a miniature fire truck just one more time. But with GEICO's new lower rates in Hawaii, you can now redeem yourself. We're giving you a second chance to save some money. With over 60 years insuring Hawaii's drivers, it's no wonder GEICO's customer satisfaction is at 97%. So don't blow it this time, Hawaii. It's not often that you get a second chance. Take it from me. I once had the chance to be a circus clown, but turned down the offer. I have regretted my decision ever since. Check out our new lower rates on the island of Oahu at geico.com or call 947-AUTO.
You're listening to Nakai Evalu every Saturday morning from 8 to 10.
Thank you.
Aloha Kako. Are you driving around right now? Well, thanks for having us along with you. And if you're heading into work, the next song up is for you, all right? We're just kind of hanging at the kitchen table here. Vicky Holt Takamine, Kaho'one Panoke. I'm Noe Tanigawa, and our special guest this morning, Ku'u'ipo Kumukahi. And we're talking partially about the Hawaii Academy of Recording Arts Lifetime Achievement Awards coming up March 15th. That's Sunday at the Sheraton Waikiki. You can get tickets by calling Hara 593-9424 or check our website. We'll hook you right up, nakaievaluradio.com.
So this year's Lifetime Achievement Awards, they're all men.
Yes.
It's like, what happened to the women?
It's like, that's another radio show.
And maybe another year.
When we do Mali'o, I'll come back. How's that?
Well, you have Eddie Kamai and Sons of Hawaii.
Yes,
there.
Sons of Hawaii and Cecilia and Kapono, Keola Beamer, Keola and Kapono Beamer, John P. Ilani Watkins, and George Helm. And, you know, I've got to tell you, the Sons of Hawaii, because Hilo was such a... we didn't have Hawaiian music radio stations that I can remember. So at night, since my father was a radio ham radio operator, he knew how to wire the antennas so that at night we get a clear signal from the radio station in Honolulu that played Hawaiian music. And so that's how I'd hear about, you know, what was the latest in Hawaiian music. And, you know, Sons of Hawaii music would come up all the time. You know, I guess it was the disc jockey. Those were the days I think the disc jockey took the record and played them, you know, just you know, by hand, right? Not anything computerized, but I listened to them all the time.
Oh, yeah.
You know? And so, you know, I grew up listening to them. I grew up listening to CNK. It was kind of like my high school years, maybe a little bit before high school.
But, you know, I think Eddie
I'm just
Kamai
a youngin'.
And Eddie Kamai and Sons of Hawaii, every single one of them are master musicians.
Geez, yes.
They're masters at their craft. And they just perfected it. They had such a nice sound and a tone. But it's exactly what Ipo was talking about, is that they play together. And you know, in the Waikiki scene, you don't get to play because it's all piecemeal. Some they hire you to play with somebody else. And you don't have a time to craft that music and that artistry like the K-Lake Trio and Eddie Kamai and the Sons of Hawaii and those groups that work so hard at their craft. But I just loved feats.
The steel guitar,
yeah.
Simple style.
Oh my gosh!
And you know the raspy voice of you know Gabby Pahinui, and just the style, the Kiho'olu style, and you know Uncle Eddie's style of playing the ukulele, and then you know it was, you know, this kind of muscular voices that came through, but very gentle in how they delivered the song, and it was just, you know, I can never describe it any better than just ono. Just the music is so
And don't cool. forget the influence of the Primo beer as well.
That was after.
Because they were great coming down to our home in Kahului.
See?
They did their practice, a lot of their practice sessions. And my dad used to love it because he would provide the Primo beer. Provide the entertainment.
Just go from
Before
there.
Before you know it, we have a party going.
It's going to be a party Sunday, March 15th at the Sheraton Waikiki, the Nahoku Hanohano Lifetime Achievement Awards. Get your tickets by calling the Hawaii Academy of Recording Arts or check our website and we will hook you right up, nakaievaluradio.com. Nakai Evalu is brought to you every week by Mobi PCS, the Office of Hawaiian Affairs, and Kamehameha Schools on the Visionary Radio Network.
We were friends who rode the waves, the time we spent in our younger days. Was all in fun. Oh, the good times that we had. We were young and it was fine to feel your spirit as it climbs. There are no regrets, only good times. Ooh, we were friends in younger days, although we went our separate ways, you were my friend, you never turned away. Who can say what life will do? Life is kind to just a few, there are no regrets.
as free as the wind and the waves. Live your life the way you choose. Find the ones who laugh with you, like the sea will find its way to shore. As the sun sinks from the sky, live your life and you will find there are no regrets, only good times, only good times.
Wake up every Saturday morning to Nakai Evalu on the Visionary Radio Network.
For your Saturday morning, sure hope you've been enjoying the morning with us. And it's time now for a thought that we're going to leave with you, our Olelo no Eau.
And the Olelo no Eau is brought to you by Mobi PCS. We have a very, very special Olelo no Eau. These are wise sayings and proverbs that are passed down from generation to generation. And this one comes from Kuipo's father. So she, I like to ask all of our guests, do you have a favorite Olelo no Eau? So we're going to ask Ipo to first share the Olelo no Eau and talk a little bit about her dad.
Well, I have to say that this, my dad used to say this not often, but he would say it enough that I guess it just got committed to memory. And, you know, for those of you who might not know my dad, you know, he was a very tall Hawaiian man with a very booming, thunderous voice. And he was so terse in how he answered things, but, you know, what he would tell me was, "Hey, Pepe, you know, that would be the response. And later, he never really translated that, except for the fact that he would just say, "You do them right the first time."
okay? That stuck in my head. But later on, the more gentler way it was put to me was, you can have fun doing it, but make sure when you do it well the first time. And then you don't have to do it again.
And that was so typical of our kupuna. They were people of few words, but when they did speak, you just had to perk up and a'apo that.
And there wasn't a second time.
Yeah, that's a'apo.
Yeah.
Words to take into your week from Nakai Evalu, brought to you by the Office of Hawaiian Affairs, Kamehameha Schools, and Mobi PCS on the Visionary Radio Network.
Thanks for tuning in this morning to Nakai Evalu on the Visionary Radio Network.
In the night, to mind an old familiar scene, long forgotten now. Quickly time just passes by, only all too soon the years can fly. Here to find I've grown, and now that I'm on my own, gone from my family, I think of all the simple things, like the sound of falling rain beneath Wailua sky. Lately now my thoughts have been turning to a place where I was born, with memories so warm. It's been a while that I've been gone. Many things have changed, how well I know that nothing stays the same. Though I know I must go on to where my life will lead. Often I will think of days when I just would laugh and play beneath Wailua sky.
Been such a great morning of music and getting a chance to talk with you, Ku'ipo Kumukahi.
No, it's a pleasure. I had fun.
So we heard a little bit about your dad. Can you tell us now, you said he was a ham operator.
A ham radio operator. Well, let me even take that further back. My father's a Mauna Leo. And, you know, growing up, he never spoke Hawaiian to me or my mother. And I used to watch him go off to the corner with other kupuna when I'd go out play music. Anyway, but on top of that, he was a ham radio operator. This is what he did during World War II. And he was one of the fastest Morse coders in Hawaii. And he also taught Morse code. But he'd be so funny. He, you know, in 1959, I think it was, yeah, Russia lost their Sputnik signal. Basically, so they lost their Sputnik, right? And my dad found it. And there was an article in the Hilo newspaper that, you know, he found this signal for the Russians.
With his ham radio.
Wow, very
and he,
cool.
And he had a way to rig up the antenna. In fact, I still have the original KHBC antenna in my backyard.
Wow. Oh, my God.
Yes. Talk about history, radio history.
Yes.
And what else did he do?
The Lurline.
He used to stand on our porch, you know, because we live on out in the Hamakua coast. And so we overlook the ocean. And so he'd stand on our porch with his gigantic flashlight, and he'd Morse code the Lurline as it passed by to say aloha, you know, as it pulled out of Hilo Harbor, and they'd Morse code it back.
When the Lurline sails away.
Sing it, Vicky. Record that one.
Hey, half of us singing
I like
radio.
The idea of the KHBC. KHBC, ooh la la, eh oh.
Yeah, but actually, both my parents were ham radio operators. So, you know, I grew up around radio, that kind anyway.
Ipo, it's been wonderful having you here today with us.
Oh, and it's a pleasure.
To our listeners, our ohana throughout the islands, mahalo for joining us this morning here on Nakai Evalu on the Visionary Radio Network.
Mahalo to our technical director, Chris Hughes, executive producer, Cedric Duarte, and producer and artistic director, Chanel Mokepuha. Nakai Evalu is sponsored by the Office of Hawaiian Affairs, Mobi PCS, and Kamehameha Schools, and it's brought to you with much aloha on the Visionary Radio Network. That is today's Kumu, 94.7 on Oahu, Q103, 103.7 Maui, The Surf, 95.9 and 103.9 Kauai, The Beach, 102.1 Hawaii Island, and KMKK, 102.3 Molokai. Aloha.
Ahui ho.
Aloha.
Aloha.
We are in the playground. We are in the classroom. We are with you at work and at play. We are in the neighborhood and the community center. We are OHA. Although you may not see us in your everyday lives, OHA's services, programs, and advocacy impact you and your ohana. We are the Office of Hawaiian Affairs, and we are here to serve you. For information, visit oha.org or call 594-1888.
Are you headed for college this fall? Does the cost of tuition and books keep you up at night? Is the current economy stopping you from attaining your dream of a quality education? Kealii Pauahi Foundation can help. April 1st is a deadline to apply for post-high scholarships through Kealii Pauahi Foundation for the 2009 through 2010 school year. Applicants must be enrolled in a 2 to 4 year post-high degree program and demonstrate satisfactory academic achievement, merit, and financial need. Visit www.pauahi.org to apply online or view a complete listing of scholarships, requirements, and other information. That's www.pauahi.org. Don't forget, apply by April 1st and let Kealii Pauahi Foundation help you as you pursue your dream of a college education. Kealii Pauahi Foundation gives preference to applicants of Hawaiian ancestry to the extent permitted by law.
When food prices are on the rise and gas is guzzling an ever-increasing amount of household budgets, the last thing you want to worry about is paying too much to stay connected to the important people in your life. That's why the Lifeline and Link Up programs are designed to provide federal assistance to qualifying households and individuals who could use a helping hand. Mobi PCS is proud to be Hawaii's local wireless service provider, offering discount plans to customers who qualify for these programs. Featuring unlimited local and long-distance calling for just $32 a month with no credit check and no contracts. With Mobi PCS and the Federal Lifeline and Link Up programs, you can get connected with the lowest price monthly unlimited talk plan in Hawaii and stay in touch with the people who matter most for only $32 a month. Eligibility is based on income and participation in federal assistance programs. For more details, visit MobiPCS.com or call 688-MOBI. That's 688-MOBI or MobiPCS.com. Mobi PCS. Talk on.
Bank of Hawaii presents the Smart Money Minute, helpful tips about managing your personal finances.
Hi, this is Catherine Sato, the Kailua branch manager of Bank of Hawaii. One of the most important things people can do to make sure they stay on track to reach their financial goals is to involve someone else in the process. Find someone, like a family member or a good friend, to encourage you to be accountable for your goals. Share your goals and talk about your plan. Remember, a plan isn't meant to be written in stone. It's a living document that should change as things in your life change. Review your plan when you have significant life changes, anticipate any roadblocks, and make sure to leave room for flexibility in your financial plan.
This has been a Bank of Hawaii Smart Money Minute. To attend a free Bank of Hawaii Smart Money seminar near you, visit boh.com/seminars. Bank of Hawaii, member FDIC.